Well, we are going to continue the hour by talking about a great local organization that's about to become a little bit bigger than a local organization. Book Harvest has been around in our community for the last 10 years based out of Durham. In those 10 years, they have collected 1.6 million kids' books and given them out to children in our community. They have done amazing work in the last decade to expand and promote literacy among kids here in the Triangle area. And now they're taking the next step. They're expanding beyond Durham into other communities. Ginger Young is the founder of Book Harvest. She's been with the organization, working intimately with it for the last decade. Now she's officially taken over as the CEO of the larger organization. The search is on for a new executive director to be based out of Durham, but the work has begun to take the Book Harvest mission to other communities as well. And Ginger Young joins us now on the phone to talk about it. Ginger, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Thank you for having me, Aaron. I'm so glad to be here.
So tell us about the expansion. This has got to be an exciting time.
It is an exciting time. It's a very logical and natural progression from what our first decade has yielded. And I will just say that the only reason we can even imagine our big dreams going beyond Durham has everything to do with the way that our Triangle community has embraced what we've done and lifted up what we've done over the past decade. So we began this work, as I think you've heard me say, Aaron, I really began it out of my garage in my minivan in 2011 as a simple idea that every child should grow up in a home that is rich with books. I quickly found thousands of allies and co-conspirators in this work from the very first day. And over the course of our first decade, which we just came to the end of, we watched in complete joy as our entire community mobilized to embrace the dream that every child can grow up in a home that is rich with books. Every parent can have the literacy support they need from the day their child is born. So here we are with this wonderful, amazing teamwork effort in Durham. And especially in the aftermath and the recovery period from COVID, we've had more and more communities reaching out to us to ask if there are things that we are doing here in Durham and here in the Triangle that we can share with them. And it does not feel right to say no to that. We also knew that we need to keep our eyes on the prize in Durham, that we are not yet reaching every child in our community with books and literacy support. And we very, very much want, as we start our second decade, to see Durham continue to grow to scale at the same time as we are continuing to find ways to seed what we do and what we believe works in other communities where there's interest. So this step is a step to both sustain the progress we're making in Durham, which is our flagship community and our the place we feel the deepest commitment. But we also care deeply about North Carolina and every child in our state. So we're hoping that by securing the future for Durham with this step, we can also begin to see efforts of what we do take root in other places.
What was the decision process behind the timing of this? What was it about right now that made it feel like the right time to do this?
Well, there's always some power to turning the page in the calendar and realizing that you've been at it for 10 years. That's compelling. And to ask yourself the question, what do we dream of for our second decade as we begin to realize the extent of our knowledge based on what parents are telling us about what works? I will say that COVID has really put some unfortunate wind in the sails of this, because although families across our community have been dealing with issues like poverty and racism forever, the toll that COVID has exacted on all families has really given all of us a chance to see with a fresh eye, unfortunately, just how hard the slog is for parents and the hard work that needs to be done in those, especially those first 5 years for optimal brain development, so that every child can show up to kindergarten ready to learn and read on grade level and develop a lifelong love of reading, is something that we all now understand more than we ever have. So I think the confluence of both the passage of time coming to the end of a decade, the harsh realities of this challenging time we're in, and the third thing I would say that brought us to this moment is simply that we have yet to see any limitations on our community's appetite for going out there and solving the problems that we need to solve for the sake of our kids and their future. And when that third item is the one that just gets me up out of bed every day with great excitement. You know, I am one of thousands of people doing this work now. And what a privilege it is to know that across our community, there are parents, educators, funders, volunteers, book donors, children serving as book drive captains amongst their peers who all understand the power of a child and a good story. And I don't want to put any brakes on that. I am so ready to commit the next phase of my work to this effort to try and maximize our impact and our scale and to bring it to places that may need it right now, especially in this unique and challenging moment that we're in as a state.
Speaking with Ginger Young, bookharvest.org is the website. Go there and find out more. And I'm looking at the website right now. It started by saying 1.6 million books have been given out. We're closing in on 1.7 million, and we're to the point where we can start rounding up. So 1.7 million books have been given out right now. We're real close to it. And the expansion is underway to take this mission to other communities. So what are the first steps? What are the first communities that you're looking to expand to?
Well, I will tell you, Aaron, that because we are so deeply engaged in Durham, this is our first step, is stepping above the work in a single community to figure out how to build the capacity for sustainability. So I am delighted that on Monday or Tuesday of this week, of last week, February 1st, we launched the search for an executive director of Book Harvest Durham. That's a brand new hire for us. We hope to have that position filled this year. And as soon as that position is filled, I will be continuing to build the capacity of the larger Book Harvest organization to do work assessing replication opportunities in places that have come to us and that we have identified as potentially being a good fit. We are already running our signature program, Book Babies, which is a literacy coaching and book provision program that starts at birth here in Durham. We are working with a very trusted and beloved partner in Winston-Salem called Imprints Cares to run that program there as well. So we've already taken some early steps in this direction. We'd like to see Book Babies seed in other communities in our state, especially a rural county or two, to understand how it would work in those new settings. We are very interested in thinking about how we can connect with school systems across the state around making sure that kids have what they need to thrive in the summer. And that especially makes me think about our Books on Break program, which we have taken to other counties beyond our Triangle area over the past couple of years. So there's been some early starts on this that were more informal than this moment we're in, where we're saying we're launching a deliberate path toward expansion. And I need this year of 2022 to really listen hard to other communities, build our own capacity and infrastructure, and keep Durham on track with the trajectory it's on, which is a marvelous and growing trajectory.
Well, how can people in the community help you and Book Harvest right now as you look to take that next step?
We need everybody's help. This is a big opportunity to make sure that this moment is a big opportunity to make sure that every child is growing up in a home that is rich with books from birth, and every parent has the literacy support they need. If anybody loves that idea as much as I do, and I think an awful lot of us do, but if you do love that idea and you haven't connected with us yet, go to bookharvest.org. There you can find out ways to volunteer, to donate books, to run book drives, to get involved as a volunteer with some of our governance opportunities, to get involved with our Dream Big event that happens every MLK Day. You name it, I believe that there is a place at the table for everyone who wants to be a part of our big dream of a world in which every child is thriving and has books at home.
Speaking with Ginger Young, bookharvest.org is the website. And I got to say, I always love hearing the origin story of Book Harvest, because you hear so often about the Apples and the Microsofts and these big, multi-billion-dollar multinational corporations that start out of a garage. But you can start a great nonprofit that helps people directly out of a garage as well. And I think that story deserves to be told a lot more than it is.
Thank you, Aaron. You know, the trajectory of our first decade is stunning to me when I think about how much our community has rooted this cause in its identity. And I'm so grateful. I'm deeply grateful every day for that incredible gift to our kids and to our organization.
Anything else that folks ought to know?
Stay tuned for a really, I hope, ambitious and successful second decade. We really want our state and our world to look quite different at the end of these next 10 years than they do right now. There's a lot of work to be done. And we, as I said, we will need everybody's support to get to that moment that we all dream of and that wakes us up every day with the power of what's possible.
The expansion is underway. The work continues here in our community as well. Bookharvest.org is the website. Go there, find out more. Ginger Young, as always, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron. It's a pleasure.